What's up, y'all? This is Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm your Black Boy Elijah Smith. And today, episode 89, we are climbing. We reaching, you know, we doing what we need to do. And I'm loving the feedback. Y'all are doing everything right. I like it. So today, we're going to be optimizing your workout routine, balancing cardiovascular and strength training. We got another banger, and I know y'all probably was listening to the old episodes and y'all was like, golly, so monotone. Today I'm gonna add something just for y'all, you know, just for it being the 89th episode. I'm gonna add something. I'm gonna add a little music from Scottish Clinton. He's from Scottsdale. Without further ado, let's jump into it. If you want to live a long, healthy life, exercise is non-negotiable. Research is clear that both cardiovascular exercise and strength training are important for fitness and disease prevention. Meaning, exercise is the best way to prevent all sorts of diseases and fights against infections and cardiovascular-related illnesses. If you don't know what cardiovascular is, it's your lungs, respiratory area, how you breathe. You know what I'm saying? That's what that is. You know, that's what's giving you life. Your lungs, heart. But let's go on. Meaning, exercise is the best way to prevent all sorts of diseases and fights against infections and cardiovascular related illnesses. Cardio exercises such as dancing and jogging and improve your endurance. Strength workouts like Pilates and weightlifting improve strength and balance. You heard it. It improves strength and balance. Strength workouts like Pilates and weightlifting. Pilates, I feel like that's for girls, though. I feel like more women. That's on the women's side, Pilates. I don't know about, you know what I'm saying, Pilates. I would consider yoga Pilates. Is yoga Pilates? I don't know. But, yeah. Together, both types of exercises can help prevent injury and improve your overall fitness game. I'm dropping gems. I'm giving y'all the keys in under, 5 minutes? We're getting straight to it. You know, I'm not drawing it out. I'm giving you the information, like, almost in one breath, you know. But we're going to slow it down. We're going to pace ourselves. Give ourselves some room, you know, to breathe. If you're with me, take a deep breath. Okay, be back at it. All right, let's go. Optimizing your workout routine. Balancing cardiovascular and strength training. This is for my gym rats, gym bros, gym girlies who need that, you know, next level. I feel like when you work out, you stick to a routine, you know, you get your gains and you're okay with that. You become too comfortable. You become too complacent. And then after a while, you want to start optimizing that workout routine. You know, add more, probably a protein shake. But if you want to go real crazy, you want to add the greens. You know what I'm saying? The protein powder greens. You know? More healthier, more energizing. But I don't really believe in protein powders anyway. I like to just use water. That's what I like to use, just water. I think that gets the job done more than the protein powders, water. And then, 30 minutes later, you get you a nice meal. Nothing beat that. No protein shake, no protein powder, no protein, whatever, fudge, whatever y'all use for protein that's not regular food. I don't do. I'm not okay with. Not really, no. But if you want to live a long, healthy life, exercise is non-negotiable. You cannot negotiate with You know what I'm saying? Exercise, fitness, you know. It's one of those non-negotiables that you can't get past. And it's okay because you can do it for only like 20 minutes a day. After the day, probably wake up 6. If you're really into it, you know, you get ready, probably. You'll probably be done getting ready by like 6:30, especially if you're a woman. And then you would get a workout in. So probably like 7, 20 minutes, you know, from 6:30 to 7. It's not that long, you know. Probably a little more than 20 minutes. It's probably like 30 minutes, I believe. It's probably like 30, I guess. But that's still not bad. It'll give you the energy you need. It'll give you that vibrant feeling, you know. But let's jump back into it. So as a general guidance, like as a general guideline, incorporate 4 cardio and 2 strength workouts into your weekly workout routine. 4 cardio. So that means you can jump rope, you can swim, you can walk, you can ride the treadmill. That's more than 4. That's like 5. But a strength workout would be like doing some lunges with some dumbbells, curling, you know, doing some squats, deadlifts, benching, you know, different stuff like that. But you know, you can incorporate those into your fitness routine, you know, to optimize, to get that, to get those optimized gains that y'all want. But how does the combination of cardio and strength training benefit you? Cardio and strength training help the body in different ways. Cardiovascular exercise, anything that increases heart rate, promotes heart and lung health, reduces the risk of high blood pressure, diabetes, and cancer. Strength training boosts the metabolism by building lean muscle mass, preventing obesity, and limiting bone loss. Gotta take a pause, if you will, for that, like, soul-clenching episode, I would say. You know, it kind of took me by storm, you know, all the information that I learned myself, even though I'm the one that did the research. But this was very informational. Information and under 10 minutes. Nobody's throwing you this information out in under 10 minutes. And if it is 10 minutes, so what? Usually people's taking 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and I know they want to use that for their, you know, retention, you know, but you don't get the game for free as long as possible. You know what I'm saying? And who cares? Whatever. But that was optimizing your workout routine. I hope to optimize your lives, balancing cardiovascular and strength training. So I incorporated a little bit of strength training in there too. But strength training is a little bit, you know, simple, whereas cardio is kind of complex. So that being said, if you want to live a long, healthy life, exercise is non-negotiable. This is the Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm Black Boy Elijah Smith. And make sure you listen to the music that I have playing in this episode. I don't want to be rude, but I forgot the guy's name. Sorry about that. But he's amazing. Yeah. Let's go.
What's up, my nigga? How you doing?
Looks like I did take one of ours this time.
Yeah. Yeah, your pay doing good.
So why are we?
I'm Scottish Clinton. Yeah, I got the dreams of a music.